Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Over the weekend, believe it or not, rookie minicamp was going on as well. And Josh Simmons, we all know the backstory here. It's all about the health, all about the injury. You know, Andy Reid was quoted as saying that he's surprised at how well Josh Simmons moved around on the first day at rookie minicamp, which is great. But also, you know, it's one of those where would Andy Reid have come out and said, you know what? Actually, guys, he showed up. He doesn't look good at all. He actually looks way worse than we thought, and he's not ready. Of course, that was never going to happen. So, yes. It's good. I'm just saying, take it with a grain of salt. I talked to somebody last night at the Sporting KC game, member of the media that was out at minicamp, and he's like, during the media availability, like he could bend down and touch his toes. You know what I mean? Like, that's all you saw. Josh Simmons, the fact that he's out there, sure, but he was watching individual drills, you know, at least where the media was at.
So there were two big takeaways I had for it. One is that he himself had said that they're taking it slow with him, like you said, and then Andy was like, oh, still looking better than I think. And you're like, oh, man, it's May 5th. I don't think we're going to have an answer to this until, what's the first day of Chiefs training camp? July 28th? Well, it's called
July 28th. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Whatever it is. That is when I think we'll have a firm answer on whether or not Josh Simmons has a real chance this year. Because just saying you're surprised at how well he's moving just means he's moving, right? And, like, I mean, I understand that that's, like, a small portion of it, but that doesn't give me the firm answer about whether or not his availability is. And the fact that the Chiefs are already telling him, hey, man, be cool, and they have the single biggest safety net. Had they not brought in more, Simmons is going to find a way onto the field soon. But because they gave more a two-year contract, which we know is a one-year contract because that's the way contracts work in the NFL. So because they gave him a one-year contract and Juwan Taylor still making $1 billion for the final year of his deal, there's no incentive to rush. That's the thing that stands out to me. There's no incentive in being like, let's see if we can get Josh Simmons up to speed. Remember, by the time late July hits.
I know what they said after the draft, but pre-draft, the reports coming out were that he would be ready to go by training camp. That doesn't mean he's ready to go May 5th. It doesn't mean he's ready to go June 5th, but by July 28th or whatever, right? 25th. Could that be the case? And so, yeah, we're not going to... Ultimately, all this stuff is cool, but this was rookie minicamp where there's 80 dudes out on the field and like four of them are making the team, you know, that are not drafted. Two of them are making a training camp even, you know what I mean? Like rookie minicamp, there's a bunch of guys and it's just the reality of the business. There's 60 or 80 of them out there rookie minicamp, right? They're not making teams. So it's so hard to judge anything.
You don't think your guy Jared Casey's going to make it?
I have no idea. I mean, they've kept a fullback before, but I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. Great story, though. It is a great story.
Yeah. The Josh Simmons stuff, it's obviously intriguing, and it's probably the biggest story to watch. You and I have said, when camp starts in a couple of months, this will be one of the more intriguing camps because Jalen Royals feels like he could have a role right away. Mm-hmm. Josh Simmons is like, can he start for this team?
Mo Williams can get first team reps possibly right away.
Almost, yeah. On the outside, almost immediately, if they decide to move Trent McDuffie inside more. Then there's the whole Breshard Smith part and like, what's his role and how do they get him incorporated kind of immediately before we even get to the defensive linemen. So again, not an uninteresting rookie minicamp because it does possess a lot of guys who have the potential to impact the team right away. But with Simmons, unfortunately, these early parts are just about.
He even said he's going to spend a ton of time.
What's this going
to
look like?
He even said most of minicamp, he's going to be spending more time with the trainers still than anything else, right? He's still going to continue to go through the rehab is not done. He's still in the middle of the rehab process. Let's check back in on it. But rookie minicamp is underway. We'll talk more during the Chiefs Red Half Hour about minicamp, including a name I think we have identified. I think we have identified the name, the player that is going to become this year's Justin Ross, Jody Fortson.
Yeah.
That category. It's very evident already.
Yep. He's identified himself at rookie minicamp. It took all
And I'm talking about like the fan social media hype and love. LRZ. And be honest, that is sometimes unwarranted. That
and there's
player.
Something that those players possess that this player also possesses.
That's right.
So there does seem to be a common theme in what fans, and maybe the Chiefs, because they keep bringing in players like this, like in a player like that. So you're right. We can identify that person during the Chiefs Red Half Hour because it certainly is of note.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.